What about adjuvant therapy?
You know, about a third of patients with localized disease are going to be destined to develop metastases, and most of those patients will eventually die of renal cancer. So if you could prevent relapse of a third, that 30 to 35% of patients with local disease.
But I mean, how many people present with metastatic disease?
How many?
What fraction?
It's about a quarter, 30% of patients will present with metastases. And then of those who present with localized disease, about 30% of those will recur.
So it does sound like a substantial part of the overall mortality is coming at a recurrence.
Yes.
Maybe not as much as breast cancer, but probably more than, say, lung cancer.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the one major adjuvant trial?
Yeah. The ASSURE trial began 2 years ago and is a randomization of patients who have high-risk tumors. And that can be a high-grade T2 tumor, a T3 tumor, or a T4 tumor, or any T tumor with lymph nodes positive. And those patients are randomly assigned double-blind to either placebo, sorafenib, or sunitinib for a year. And the doses of the active agents are the conventional doses used for metastatic disease. That study is well on its way, on target to complete accrual. It's asking a very important question. And, you know, we anxiously await. It's going to take probably a while for those results to finish accrual, probably another year, and then to see the results. May take a few years, but we really need an answer to this question. What is the role of these new agents in preventing relapse?
You're putting patients on the study?
Absolutely.
Can you tell which ones are getting treatment as opposed to placebo?
You frequently can.
What do you see?
You can see hand-foot syndrome. You see the blood pressures go up sometimes, you know, some fatigue. We can make a pretty good guess.
Can you guess which of the TKIs it is?
Well, that's a little tougher, but sometimes we can.